I'm Stargate Pioneer from the official GunnaGeek.com podcast, a proud member of the GunnaGeek Network, just like the one you're listening to now. The opinions expressed are those of each individual. Check out all the other podcasts at GunnaGeekNetwork.com and get ready because geekiness begins in 3, 2, 1.
Okay, dudes and dudettes. You are listening to Gallifrey Public Radio. I'm Noel Clark. Don't you ever, ever, ever touch that dial.
Gallifrey Public Radio, a podcast dedicated to everything Doctor Who. Join us each week for discussion ranging from Hartnell to Capaldi. I'm your host, Jay Witten. Did you just say womp womp? And my co-host, Haley Malley.
I like it with the helmet on.
And Keir Hansen.
And that's why, to this day, I can't eat cotton candy.
Spoilers.
We will be discussing news and rumors, as well as episodes that have already aired. But don't worry, if we get into anything too serious, we'll warn you again.
Episode 180 of Gallifrey Public Radio, where we rig our rather dated-looking time travel device to bring us and our companions back to the start of it all. The Big Bang. Just don't sit in my spot. I'm your host. My name is Kieran. Joining me, as always, across the console is Jay, my partner in time. Jay, how are you tonight?
I am excited about this one. This is going to be a lot of fun.
I absolutely agree. And sitting over there just ready to start buzzing in and blowing us all away, as she often does in these game shows, is Haley. Haley, how you doing tonight?
I'm going to win.
She's going to sit back and just let everyone get that nice, comfortable lead and then just blow us out of the water. Jay, what exactly are we doing tonight?
All right. So this week we're trying to keep things a little bit light during the what we like to call the wilderness year. We're going to play a game we've entitled Doctor's Orders. So the rules will make sense as we go, but it's going to be much more entertaining because we're going to be hosted by none other than our famous friend, or infamous, Joshua Lou Friedman. Josh, how's it going?
Good. Definitely infamous. Definitely infamous. Yeah.
All right. Well, to turn this over to Josh so that we can get cracking, to give the basic rules and premise of the game, is we decided that we were going to play around a little bit with quotes from our doctors. But rather than just limiting it to something that we've done recently, where it was a matter of trying to identify which of our Gallifreyan doctors we were talking about, we're now sort of going to hop the needle around the record a little bit and get some quotes from some other doctors of note. So we threw into the mix another one of our time-traveling professors, Doc Emmett Brown. And just to keep it interesting, we decided to throw another doctor in there who's got a little bit of a spiky and tetchy demeanor about him at times. And that would be Dr. Sheldon Cooper. So three doctors, no clue. We'll get started. Since we had to come up with some of the submitted quotes that were going to be utilized over the course of the game, we'll play it in a series of rounds where Josh will pose the quotes to two of the three of us. And we will start tallying some points and see how we stand as we get a few rounds in. So, Josh, the floor is yours.
Yeah, let's get into it. Right now, I'm going to actually pit. It's going to be ladies first. So, Haley, you're going to be up against Keir right off the bat.
And, Keir is the prettiest lady on the cast, so that's fine.
Ladies, obviously. Jay, if you don't mind scorekeeping for us, we'll get it going. All right. So basically, I'm going to start firing off quotes, and you have to tell me if it's Doc Brown, Dr. Sheldon Cooper, or the good doctor himself. Okay, are we all ready to play? Because I'm going to fire off like a good 8 or 9 quotes. So here we go. Are you ready?
Let's do it. Yeah, let's do it.
All right, right off the bat. What on earth is this thing I'm wearing?
What on earth is this thing I'm wearing?
Doc Brown.
The answer is Doc Brown. Very nice. Point goes to Haley.
Okay.
Next quote. A little gratitude wouldn't attributably damage my ego. A little gratitude wouldn't irretrievably damage my ego.
I will say that is our doctor.
I would say that is Sheldon Cooper.
That is actually Colin Baker, the sixth doctor. Point over to Keir. All right. We're like cooking with grease now. I love this. Okay. Moving forward. Next one. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're late. You have no concept of time.
Go ahead, Haley. You start. Doc, you start speaking first.
It is Doc Brown. We're just tit for tat. Very nice.
All right.
Okay. Here we go. It wouldn't help. The human body is capable of being flatulent for hours after death.
That is Sheldon Cooper.
That is Sheldon Cooper. Haley, I believe, jumps ahead.
Right, so we're going by first answer here? I just want to make sure that we're clear
on
the
way that we're going to do correct, this. Yeah, if
it's
first correct.
First answer in. Okay. All right.
I will buzz you out if it's wrong. So far, you guys will like hit it on the head when you shout out your answer.
Okay.
So the first correct one, if I hear you shout out something, I hear something that's incorrect, I will give you the buzz.
Gotcha.
All right?
Noted.
Cool. You guys are awesome. All right. Next one. Next quote up. Sorry about that, but we weren't getting anywhere with me playing patty cake with the wall.
Our doctor.
That would be the sixth doctor again. You've nailed it. So there's a point for you. Moving on. I'm always busy. The mind is capable of advanced multitasking.
That's probably Sheldon Cooper.
That is Sheldon Cooper. All right. We're getting down to the wire here, guys. Don't talk to anyone. Don't touch anything. Don't do anything. Don't interact with anyone and try not to look at
Doc Brown.
That is Doc Brown. This is awesome. All right. And then I believe I one more quote. All right. All right. I'll confess. I confess that you're a bigger idiot than I thought you were.
That's our doctor.
That is Tom Baker in The Assassin when he's being interrogated. Very nice work. So I have to turn to Jay for our point spread. What are we looking like, Jay?
We are exactly tied up. We have 4 for Keir and 4 for Haley.
Nice.
Oh, I have to throw up some championship round questions, do I? Here we
funny
go.
Funny story, Jay. You submitted one of the same quotes I did.
Oh, nice.
She's got an ace in the hole for the next round, so we'll see.
Got it right this time, so ha.
Well, this time, so yeah. So, all right. So, anyway, that is a tied. So, right now, we're going to move on. We're actually going to pit Haley, you're the last one standing, so now I think you should go against Jay, and we'll go off of that, shall we?
Sounds good.
Keir will set out this one.
I got this covered. I can sit like the best of them.
Okay, so this is between Jay and Haley. Here we go. Now, can we please drop the subject and pick a new one? Might I suggest, how thick can a soup get before it becomes a stew? You know, the answer might surprise you.
Sheldon.
Oh.
It is Sheldon Cooper. It is Sheldon Cooper. All right, next one. This isn't about us. It's about what's best for the asteroid. Once again, this isn't about us. It's about what's best for the asteroid.
The doctor.
Yeah.
Now, you can...
That is Sheldon Cooper.
That is Sheldon Cooper. So, you got our first buzz, but yes, Sheldon Cooper is the one who gave us that point. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Jules Verne's novels had a profound effect on me. You know, I really should...
Doc Brown.
It is Doc Brown! You didn't even finish. I love it. Okay, next one. I take it all back. You're absolutely right. Clowns can be creepy.
Sheldon.
Haley?
Oh,
the doctor.
It is Sylvester McCoy from The Greatest Show in the Galaxy, yes. Next one. If I had known this was about time travel, I'd watch this much sooner.
Sheldon.
It was Jay who said it first. It is Sheldon Cooper.
Yay.
Next one up. The future isn't written. It can be changed. You know that? Anyone can make their future whatever they want it to be.
Doc Brown.
It is Doc Brown. Next one up. I have decided, instead of wallowing in sadness about Amy, it is time I find myself
Sheldon.
A new companion. Oh. Yeah, it's good. No, it is Sheldon, but that could have easily been Amy Pond.
That's true.
Very nice. Very good. Last one. Here we go. You're going to say it transcends all the normal laws of physics.
Sheldon.
Which doctor?
Here.
You got a 50-50 chance here, Haley.
I don't do well with those odds.
Don't ever tell me the odds.
The doctor.
It is Tom Baker from the Pyramids of Mars. Very nice. Very good. Jay, where are you guys at? No cheating with the...
According to this, I have 47 points.
I don't know how it happened.
Magically, I wound up with 16.
I don't know. Zillion points.
Haley has taken a commanding lead with 8 points. Keir is at 4, and I am standing at 3.
Commanding lead. Wow. Well, Haley, we're going to have you actually sit this one out and let these two try to catch up to you a bit. And this will be Jay going against Kier. You guys ready for this?
Note here that right now I have to have 5 to tie, 6 to win outright.
Jay. No, no, no.
Are you suggesting Jay throw the round so you can beat me?
So Jay is actually bestowing all of his points upon me, like giving me his delegates.
Right, yeah. Well, he's got some hostages to release, apparently. All right, let's go for this round, see where we're at afterwards. Okay, ready?
Yep.
Right.
The justice system works quickly in the future now that they've abolished all the lawyers.
Doc Brown.
That is Doc Brown. Very nice work. All right. Next one. What in the name of Sir Isaac H. Newton happened here?
Sheldon.
That's our doctor.
That is.
You get both wrong. No one gets a point. That was Doc
I think
Brown.
I should get the point for stumping them.
That was awesome. Neither of you get the point on that one.
Okay.
Okay. A little misunderstanding? Galileo and the Pope had a little misunderstanding.
Our doctor. Wow.
Sheldon.
It is Sheldon Cooper. It
I got to start drinking.
You might need to start drinking. Okay. I'm not crazy. My mother had me tested.
Sheldon.
Oh, and Jay got it first. So Jay takes that one.
Ooh. I'm going to go back to the replay tape on that one.
Okay, I'm going to go again.
Yay,
ready?
Skype lag.
We've got a very important inscription to translate. I think they're going to get it all wrong without me.
The doctor.
The doctor.
It is John Pertwee's third doctor. That is correct.
I will take that point. Thank you.
By all means. Okay, next one. Ready?
Yep.
You're late. You have no concept of time.
Doc Brown.
It is Doc Brown. It is Doc Brown. All right. And then sometimes my brilliance astonishes even me.
The doctor.
It is the fourth doctor. Yes. Okay. We have two more to go.
All right.
I've never said that you're not good at what you do. It's just that what you do is not worth doing.
Sheldon.
It is Sheldon Cooper. It is Sheldon Cooper. And then... All right, finally, one more. I have to dig for my side pile. There wasn't enough questions on this one.
Okay.
All right. I am always and will be the optimist. The hoper of far-flung hopes to the dreamer. Ah, it is the doctor from season 6. Very nice. Jay, let's tally him up.
All right. Haley and I both have 8 points, and Kier's narrowing in on us with 7.
So, wow, you guys are all pretty much almost neck and neck. But right now, Iron Man, don't we say goodbye to Kier? And it just goes down to the two of you.
I get to just sit back here and razz the two of you. I like this.
Yeah, there you go. He can be like the Waldorf and Statler off the balcony off to the side. All right, so we're going to do a championship round now. And you guys are going to tell me between the two of you which it is. And do me a favor. I've got a whole long list. I'm going to keep going until I've read off 9. So, Kier, you tell me when I'm up to the 9th question, okay?
Got it.
Great. Here we go. All right. So, for both Jay and for Haley, and be careful with him. He's got a few short circuit loose at his bionic implants.
The doctor.
Sheldon.
It is Doc Brown when describing Biff in the future and Back to the Future 2.
Nice. Nice pull.
Careful of that Griff character. He's got a few short circuit flus in his bionic implants. Anyway, all right, next one. Are we ready?
Yeah.
So, my path to satisfaction is blocked by Lonely Larry and Captain Sweatpants. Very well. It must be destroyed. It is Sheldon. Sometimes they just give it away how they're written, but every now and then you never know.
Yeah, you'd be surprised how quickly I was getting confused between Sheldon and the Sixth Doctor. They're very similar.
Surprisingly so. I noticed that as well. All right, ready? You want weapons? We're in a library. Books.
The Doctor.
Jay grabbed that one. All right, next one. Are we ready?
Yep.
Let's just do what I do. Hold tight and pretend it's a plan.
The Doctor.
It is the Doctor. And that was Jay, if I'm not mistaken.
He's got a better internet connection.
Is that what it is? Okay, next one coming up. All right, I'm going to have to say blank in the middle of the sentence because a blank would give it away, but it's a great All quote. Right. Are we ready?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, it's blank, although I can't imagine hell being much worse.
Sheldon.
I'm going to go with the doctor.
Both wrong. Oh, Doc Brown. No, it's Hill Valley when they went to the Hill Valley in the future. No, it's Hill Valley, although I can't imagine hell being much worse. It's a great quote. Okay.
Also interchangeable with Newark. It doesn't.
Or Detroit. The list goes on.
Oh, great. Now we've lost all our listeners in Newark.
We lost all our Newark and Detroit listeners. No, we love you guys. We love you. Come back. Okay, here we go. Silence. How much longer must I wait for my revenge?
Sheldon.
It is Sheldon Cooper. Very nice. Very nice. All right. And
that was question six, by the way, just to keep track.
That was question six. Yes, we have a few more to go.
Okay.
Well, the universe is big and it's vast and complicated. And you didn't even let me get that whole long one in. Thank you so much. It was a real long quote. And you saved me some shoe leather. Thank you. All right. We're going to keep going. No, that will give that away. Hold on. Okay. You accidentally stare at a helium-argon laser, lose one turn, and a retina.
Sheldon.
It is Sheldon. Two more to go. I am the hoper of far-flung hopes and the dreamer of
the improbable.
It is the doctor. Very good. Very good.
Who got the point?
Jay,
I heard you first.
Jay was pretty quick.
All right.
And, yeah, I'll go with it. You know, no one should know too much about their destiny.
The doctor. Brown.
Oh, Haley,
I like that.
I did that move where you're playing rock and then you stick your fingers out.
Who gets the point? Is it Haley?
No, I cannot give that to Haley.
it's Jay.
Dr. Brown. That does right. not compute.
Was that it, or do we have one more?
No, that was actually the 10th question.
Oh, okay. So
Jay swept that round.
But Jay did sweep it. So I believe Jay is our. How many points? What's the spread? Who got how many points?
Let's see. So Keir wound up with 7. Mm-hmm. Haley got up to 10, and I got 14.
Wow. Oh, then obviously you just dominated this game. So great work. Where are you sending yourself for the winner of this with this game? Where are you going to send yourself on vacation?
Oh, I'm absolutely sending myself to bed.
There you go.
Go ahead. Send me in my room. That's where I wanted to be anyway.
Well, good one. Good work. Very nice.
Nicely
work.
Done. Nicely yes. done. Good choices on all the quotes there. I like the fact that we were able to find so many that really could have been interpreted as any number of those gentlemen. So right.
The Amy one, it was a good though my favorite to say Amy because that could easily be the doctor or.
I was hoping I was going to throw, but I got a feeling Haley has probably recently watched maybe that season or so.
But, sure.
But yeah, so we'll. Gonna probably keep interspersing our games here to keep things light in between some of our other more reflective activities in the episodes to follow. I know when we convened for next week, I have another of the panels that we recorded from Regeneration Who in Baltimore last week, and the panel that we just did last time around, we were discussing the characters' growth beyond their televised opportunities. Had another panel that went on a little earlier that day. That extended on Whovian family values. And I know we've done a couple episodes here where we talked about parenting as Whovians. We also talked about the idea of how to introduce people to the program. This is sort of a merge of the two and how to get the entire family involved with the program and some of the morals and the examples that it sets forth, particularly to young viewers, but it also has to do with trying to get your significant others from wandering out of the room when you tune in and things like that too. So it was a good panel discussion. So be looking forward to sharing that with everybody next week.
That's awesome. So Regeneration is a big success for you guys. You went, it was a lot of fun.
It did turn out well. Yeah. It was another good opportunity to see a convention that's really in its early phases. This is just their sophomore year. Mm-hmm. And, Oni and her husband did a fantastic job of keeping it coordinated. The talent in attendance had a great time. And again, as with any small convention, everybody's really approachable, just having hallway conversations, you know, people getting to rub elbows with their favorite celebrities from the program and just had a great time. And of course, you know, as long as you got Wendy Padbury and Fraser Hines there, you're going to have a good time. So
yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Just so. Listening awesome. To them snipe each other all weekend long.
Oh, try hosting them behind the scenes too. It doesn't end on stage. it's fairly consistent. Very yeah. consistent. Yeah.
But speaking of the convention topic, Josh, I will be seeing you this coming weekend.
Yeah.
But not Long for Island. Long Island Who. This is a different
not for LI Who. We're doing LI Geek. It's the same promoters as LI Who, and they wanted to do something this summer for everybody, and we do an LI Geek convention in Long Island every around this time every year. So this will be our second one, and we have a we have people from Battlestar Galactica and Buck Rogers himself, Jill Gerard, Greg Runberg will be there from Star Wars and Star Trek and everything.
Heroes, yeah.
So it'll be a lot of fun. Yeah, I'm very excited about it. It's good to see everybody. And you and I, Keir, have a panel together on soundtracks. So I'm looking forward to seeing you and doing that as well. It's going to be great.
Should have a blast. Yeah, and there's still still information and an opportunity if you're on the East Coast or if you're in the greater New York area and you want to come out and spend Saturday and Sunday with us, please do. Just look up LI Geek on Facebook. Look it up online for longislandgeek.com. Find it on Twitter. All the information's out there, and we'd love to see you.
That would be great. And don't forget to come out and see us on November for LI Who 4, which promises to be just stupendous. Awesome sauce. Yeah, the best.
All right. So you guys ready to jump into the news?
News.
Yeah. I'm going to hang out and listen. If I know anything or hear anything, I'll chime in, but I'm going to listen. If that's cool with you guys.
More than welcome. Jumping into our news stories, we've got a couple things to mention here. This is sort of there's a culmination story that people are trying to pull together some very cloudy facts of what we've been receiving about the way the 10th series is going to play as a result of Peter Capaldi's touring. He's doing excessive touring right now. He's been spending a lot of time in North America right now before any sort of principal filming starts back up again, and has given us slight hints about companion selections and things of that sort. Also giving us some concerns over his personal health, a lot of physical toil being taken on him. His knees in particular are taking a lot of damage from asking people to run all the time. So watch to see if there are any more developments on that front, but we absolutely wish him the best.
I think we talked about this a while ago. There's a specific knee injury that doctors get from turning while running. Matt Smith had the same thing.
They call that corridor knee.
Yeah.
Is that it?
There you go.
Quarry knee.
So with everything very cloudy right now as far as hard details, and the fact that I will give the BBC credit, they've done an excellent job at the moment of keeping some of these major decisions and major changes and major selections out of the public eye in an industry rife with leaks and spoilers and tidbits of information getting out ahead of them. They've done a fair job so far.
They've been doing a great job keeping us informed as well. I mean, that's the big thing, is that as things are coming up, we're actually getting information, which is sparse right now, but
yeah, I think they need to during what did you call it earlier? The wilderness year. Like, yeah, I mean, there's so much, we have to wait. So let's turn into Sherlock again. Like, well, we have to wait so long for new content. You know, they still have to find a way to stay in the public. It's not like they're saturated with spinoff series like they used to be. Here's Torchwood, to carry the torch. No pun intended. Or here's Sarah Jane. No, and then you have this drastically long interim in between seasons. Yeah, they're going to go ahead and keep it in the public eye by just kind of publicizing every bit, of developments that they can themselves.
But if that's what they're going to do, they're going to have to, Moffat in his final year is going to have to be a little bit more specific about some of the ways that he describes it. When he just calls it huge changes, and when pressed, won't provide anything further, that's not really going to be helping your fan base much.
I agree. Plus, he's lied before. He just flat out lies, and giggles about it. So it's like when you have that kind of track record about how you disseminate information about what's going on, you lose. It's Peter and the Wolf. You lose credibility very, very quickly. That's less interesting.
The thing that I wasn't quite clear on in this latest little bit of breadcrumbs that he's throwing out for us pigeons is that when he was discussing the casting choice of the next companion, he was referring to it as being a major change because the companion is going to be taking much more of a front row or a driver's seat perspective on the way a lot of the story plots running through the season are going to be. And I thought to myself, that's not necessarily that dramatic of a change, because we've just come from a season where Clara was extremely front and center and was very plot driving in the way that she was portrayed.
I think all of her run and You can say that about Amy Pond before her as well. They really put them front and center more often, you know, in putting the Doctor taking back seat. More Clara than Amy Pond, but definitely I agree with that 100%.
Maybe it's just he's just going to be, you know, turning the dial a little farther, perhaps. I'm not really sure. Well, what else have we got, Jay?
Well, I mean, one of the things that we've all been clamoring about and trying to sort out and figure out where we're going to get our Who fix from, and I mean, this is a problem that I've run into recently of like trying to get new stuff into my coworker's hands because she's chomping at the bit for new stuff. And apparently now I can just point her towards Amazon because they do actually have the streaming rights now. I know this has been a back and forth thing that, you know, it's like they've got it, they don't have it. Oh, well, we threw, you know, blew off our mouth too soon. Well, they do actually have the rights and they will begin streaming Doctor Who on March 27th this year. Mm-hmm. And we'll get series 9 come, I think it's August.
Well, that seems a little long, but okay. Yeah, I forget. Oftentimes I had already purchased seasons on iTunes and things, I didn't usually watch to see what the lag time was before the streaming services would end up carrying the following series, or you know, the one that had just previously aired. But I know it was typically about at least 6 months before that was in their hands. This feels a little long, but then again, these are extenuating circumstances.
Oh, you know what? I do have a bit of news that is actually big news for collectors of the series on for your home theater or your home video collections. If you're like me and you collect everything on Blu-ray or the best quality you can, they announced actually yesterday that BBC has finally set the first season of Doctor Who Blu-ray as a standalone release here in North America on June 21st.
Excellent. Okay. So,
they're finally, if you're like a North American Blu-ray collection of Doctor Who for the new series, you don't have the, unless you bought that, like the $500 set that they released one Christmas, you don't have the first, what is it? The first three seasons on Blu-ray. They were never mixed for HD. They started with the David Tennant specials. Now they're finally releasing them to complete your Blu-ray collections. So, yeah, they just announced it. The first set will come out here in North America on June 21st.
Great. Yeah, and then again, the question starts to become on the Blu-ray sets, what additionals are we going to receive? You know, what kind
of course. Are they just going to transfer everything over from the DVD sets, or are they going to go back and, you know, show the same love they've shown? They've always been pretty good about extras.
Yeah, I'll have to check over because if we've got an announced date for the drop, then I know that they'll probably already have it for pre-order on Amazon, which means they may have a breakdown.
Yeah, I believe it is, but it's definitely June 21st. And it listing for $60 for now. So with like, you know, first day, it probably can pick it up for $50 on first day sales. Yeah.
Cool. And then last thing to tack on here for a little bit of news, also from the Capaldi camp, as we mentioned, he's been doing a lot of traveling around North America and attending a lot of cons. In fact, I'm planning right now, I'm going to bust out in June and get down to DC for Awesome Con, where he and Jenna will both be there. So that'll be one hell of a day. But, he decided to wing it down and spend some time down in Mexico, did a lot of appearances down there, absolutely packed arenas with fans, and did a fair job. His Spanish-speaking skills were stronger than I thought they would be for a Scotsman. But I guess as a result of part of this tour where he goes around as Dr. Mysterio, how awesome is that? Dr. Mysterio. He ended up with his fans setting a Guinness World Record.
Yeah, the Guinness Book of World Records thing. I heard about this. Yeah.
Which I didn't even know that there was an entry. I guess this is showing how broad a scope the Guinness Book is actually getting at this point. But a world record for the largest gathering of people dressed as Doctor Who characters.
And it's funny, too. Isn't it like the third or fourth entry they actually the show Doctor Who actually has in Guinness?
I think so.
There's like, by the way, Doctor Who also holds a record for, like Doctor Who magazine, for instance, holds a Guinness Book of World Records for a magazine based on a TV, longest running magazine based on a television show. Mm-hmm. It's in Guinness. Yeah, I didn't know that either until that news broke.
Apparently, well, they also, technically they're still qualified as the longest running sci-fi series.
Yeah, that's who.
They leave out consecutive. And as long as you just call it that, then it's always going to have, you know, a little bit of a lead jump on Star Trek. And the 50th anniversary episode, Day of the Doctor, was considered to be, at least at this stage, is still considered the world's largest global simulcast of a TV dramatic program.
I think that was on there too, yeah.
So but yeah, I'm trying to think of the actual numbers. I guess they had just shy of about 500 attendees in the room at the moment, along with PCAP and Brian Minchin, who is Stephen Moffat's right hand in the EP slot. So, yeah, nicely done. A lot of photos out there. Do a little search for it, and you can just see how seriously Mexico takes it as well. So just another testament to the global numbers that this series continues to rank in.
That Dr. Mysterio brings in.
Dr. Mysterio.
Mysterio, yeah.
Nice.
Well, that's all the news that we've got this week. Hopefully we'll find out some more stuff about Series 10 over the coming weeks, and so we can get even more excited about the long wait that we have for that.
Hey, class is coming. Class is coming.
This yeah, what's true. The news on that? They have a shoot date. They start shooting soon?
Yeah, I guess according to Patrick Ness, he is now back on the ground in the UK, and they start principal filming within the next couple of weeks, I believe.
Ah, that's good. I'm looking forward to it. I mean, I don't mind it when people go, oh, it's too saturated. There's too many things to choose from. I love when a show is like, it's on. I've got multiple shows on multiple nights of the week. I'm cool with that shit. That stuff. I almost made you had to edit a profanity out. So I'm cool. Yeah, bring on the spinoffs. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this has been episode 180 of Gallifrey Public Radio. Until next week, this is Jay saying, yeah, that one was definitely Dr. Sheldon Brown.
That was fun. I enjoyed it. Thank you guys for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. This is Kier saying, I'm not going to mention the fact that I was robbed, but let's look back at our track record on our previous game shows, and I'm just gonna let it all hang right there.
And this is Haley saying, next time, Witten.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of Gallifrey Public Radio. Join us each week for new episodes. We love getting feedback from listeners, so don't hesitate to share your thoughts with us. You can email us at feedback@gallifreypublicradio.com, tell us on Twitter @GallifreyRadio, or on Facebook at facebook.com/GallifreyPublicRadio. You can also leave us a voicemail for inclusion in future shows at 210-802-1477. That's 210-802-1GPR. You should also go to GunnaGeek.com and check out lots of other high-quality geek-centric shows, or visit forums.GunnaGeek.com to talk about anything geeky with us or the community.
Gallifrey Public Radio is copyright 2016.
All right, I forgot to plug in my iPad.
That's all right, we'll clean it up in post.
Here, do the bump.
Bump!
It's the best one yet.
Just look for that large cluster in the WAV file when you're editing later. Oh, that's Kier screaming bump.
Hey, and so far I haven't screamed...
Any exclusives?
Other editable moments.
I edited myself. It was awesome. I made the mouth motion, but the words didn't come out. I was nice. Very good about that. Hit the delay
works
button.
Really good on an audio podcast.
Really works on an audio podcast. Mm-hmm. Every time you hear like a silence in the middle of a sentence, you know I just edited myself. they call that an episode? You know, I just dropped an F-bomb, you know.
You must be talking about a Mark Gatiss episode.
Are we going to start on?
I thought we were
going to
be nicer.
We are going to be nicer. In fact, we are like easily just weeks away from my introducing the new segment that I want to do, the Say Something Nice segment, where
about like bad episode. Do you have to like take a positive spin on them? Or is
just it could be an episode. It could be just some technical aspect of an episode. It could be a performance. It could be anything. Anything that
you're going to spend a whole hour on Adric. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be great.
It's quite possible.